702, The World View with Adam Gilchrist.
Let's catch up now with Adam Gilchrist. Adam, a very good morning to you. The dominant story, of course, as far as international headlines are concerned, is more grim details emerging from Texas in the U.S.
Yes, with our head in our hands, really. We talk about it. Excuse me. Actually does have me choked up, but that's not the reason I'm going to frog my throat right now. But yeah, you look at the details about this guy who posted three messages online warning he was going to attack his grandmother, then saying he had killed his grandmother or shot his grandmother anyway, and then that he was going to attack a school, all of that stuff online and beforehand. And then he picked on one classroom. All the kids were shot inside one classroom. Here are some presidential words. They say, firearms are a primary instrument of death in American crime. It's the result of our culture's casual attitude towards firearms and the heritage of the armed, self-reliant citizen. Those are the words of President Lyndon B. Johnson 55 years ago.
Gosh.
Now, in those 55 years, there have been 1.5 million firearms deaths in America. 1.5 million Americans have been shot dead in America since 1968, which is more than the total number of American soldiers who've been killed in every single war that America has taken part in since the War of Independence, the Civil War, Vietnam, First World War, Second World War, et cetera, et cetera. You think, hang on, it's been 55 years. You know, if you look at any other country, you think they've got to do something about it. And yet we know the gun debate in America, no background checks, et cetera, et cetera. Except that coach of a basketball team standing up and saying 90% of Americans want at least background checks for all weapons buying, and they're being held hostage by 50 Republican senators who are in league with the National Rifle Association. It still beggars belief, doesn't it, every time we talk about this.
I was listening to, I think, Senator Chris Murphy yesterday, who was just making this implored appeal to his colleagues across the aisle to try and do the right thing. But the NRA, as you say, remains a very powerful lobby in the US. Perhaps on a positive note, Adam, Scotland will pay you to do what?
To go and live there. Well, specifically, to go and live on a Scottish island. So we're talking the Western Isles, the Hebrides, the Orkneys. They're worried about depopulation. This does happen, particularly with island living, that if you've got 250 people and suddenly you're down to your last 60 and they're all over the age of 60, you've got a bit of a problem. So they are paying people to go, the Scottish government. The money is designed to help buy a home or start a business or whatever. £50,000, which is what, R1 million or so, to pitch up on a Scottish island. And that's not just to the Brits, either way. You don't have to be British for this. Anyone in the world, the first 100 applicants approved, would get the £50,000. Now, most of these islands are beautiful. I mean, they're picture postcard beautiful, quiet, wild, windy, wintry. I mean, wintry even in summer, they are blooming chilly. So maybe most of that 50 grand will go on jumpers, mittens, and overcoats. But still, it's an idyllic sort of a life, kind of, but for the weather.
Has anyone told Boris Johnson, don't send them to Rwanda, send them to Scotland? We'll leave it
or
there.
Or send himself.
We'll leave it there for this morning's Worldview. Adam Gilchrist.